Ravens game summary with highlights presented by MedStar Health on the Ravens Game Day Network.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens rush four. Pocket collapsing. Burrow is hit, and he's going to be dropped back at the 42-yard line as the Ravens come up with a sack on third down.
One of seven sacks right there registered by the Ravens defense today in a smothering, suffocating performance of the rookie quarterback Joe Burrow. And there were plenty of guys getting involved in the sack spree, one of whom was the veteran Pernell McPhee getting involved in the action. Here's how it sounded.
They'll rush four. Mixon, pocket collapsing, and he is going to be sacked. Spun down back at the 30-yard line. Pernell McPhee first on the scene. And the Ravens get the Joe Burrow again, who didn't have Joe Mixon back there to help chip.
And someone who's typically not in the middle of the sack category, more along the lines of interceptions, got involved in the frenzy as well. In steps Marcus Peters. Chuck
Play
Clark
off. Burrow steps up, sidesteps one sack. Now he's going to be hit from behind. Fumbles the ball. The ball is loose.
Pick
it's
it
kick free
inside
the 15. It's still free at the 10, and it's knocked out of bounds at the 9 by Joe Mixon, who swats it out of bounds and avoids the turnover.
And how about the Ravens rookie Patrick Queen? We just heard from him moments ago. This was the one that did it. Jerry Sandusky's signature call. Here it is.
Joe Burrow out of the shotgun. Ravens will rush 5. Burrow throws to his left. It is complete to Mike Thomas. And Thomas fumbles the ball. The Ravens have it. Scooped up at midfield. It's Patrick Queen down the sideline. He's to the 20, the 10, 5. Touchdown, Ravens. Patrick Queen. And with 8:21 left to play, the Hayes in the barn.
And there it is. 4-1, the Ravens improved to Patrick Queen. That was your Maryland Lottery play of the game after a 27-3 thumping of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ravens move on, and they are now on to Philadelphia. We will look at their Week 6 matchup coming up and wrap things up on the Ravens Game Day Network.